All right, as we shift out our next speakers, let me go ahead and introduce them. We have a discussion of three topics I, for one, will admit I know very little about, and I'm going to learn a lot today. The discussion is going to be on underutilized procedural tools, including rulings under Rule 166G, indicative rulings under Rule 62.1, and Rule 54.B judgments. And our speakers are going to be Dana Livingston, who's head of the appellate group at Kokinos Young, and a former law clerk for the Fifth Circuit and staff attorney for the Supreme Court. We have Anna McFarlane, who's an associate at Pullman Cappuccio and Poland in San Antonio, who in her practice focuses primarily on representing bankruptcy trustees, creditors, and business clients in complex litigation. And then we have our fearless leader of the planning committee, Jane Weber, who is a regular speaker at CLEs, and she practices civil appellate law at Scott Douglas and McConico. And she's argued cases in the Supreme Court of the United States, the Fifth Circuit, the Supreme Court of Texas, and most of the intermediate courts around the state. So they are going to educate us on some uncommon topics today.
So I'm going to start out of our grab bag of little used procedural tools, and kind of the starting point of this when we put together this presentation is the notion that there are tools out there. Not every tool needs to be able to do everything. Some procedural mechanism might have a limited utility, but it might be just exactly the thing that you need for a given intractable problem. And I'm going to talk about Texas Rule of Civil Procedure 166G. Yes, I know this is an appellate conference, but if you're like me, your practice is sometimes in trial courts, and particularly in what sometimes is called trial support. When a case is going to trial, and I don't know about y'all, I do a lot of jury charges, I do a lot of trial briefs, I do argue a lot of motions at the time of trial, and Rule 166G is something that we trot out a fair amount in the lead up to trial, to try to narrow issues and resolve legal issues that remain before trial, to try to narrow and focus things. So I want to talk about four things. I want to make four points today in my time. First, what does the rule say? Rule 166G. Well, Rule 166, Texas Rule of Civil Procedure 166, is a provision about pretrial conference, and it says that to assist in the disposition of the case without undue expense or burden to the parties, the trial court may hold a pretrial conference to do this laundry list of, I don't know, A through P or something. And G is the identification of legal matters to be ruled on or decided by the court. And that was adopted in 1990, and it gives the trial court a broad general authority to decide any legal issue that is presented that is going to assist in the disposition of the case. Point number two, how have courts used it? Every which way that you can imagine. Everything from making a ruling, is this agreement ambiguous or not? What does this agreement mean? Everything down to, I dismiss all claims with prejudice because they are barred. Trial courts have utilized 166G in the time since it was adopted to accomplish every different kind of legal ruling that you might imagine. The sky's the limit. Now, which leads to point number three, whether you can actually get all that relief is the real challenge. Point number three, I want to talk about how does this fit in with what you might think, well, that's really summary judgment practice, isn't it? Shouldn't you have done that as part of the summary judgment practice? in the timetable, within the dispositive motion deadline, pursuant to the DACA control order, those sorts of things. So I don't know if any of y'all have actually looked at the papers yet in the that are part of the course materials, but the title of my paper is Texas Rule of Civil Procedure 166G: What is it good for? And if you ask my husband David, he would sing the response, absolutely nothing.